worship, I want to read a little scripture. That is where this worship is, that where I feel the Holy Spirit is going to take us. Because when we worship, sometimes we forget from what posture we should enter into worship. Sometimes we enter into worship into the posture of begging, or with the knowledge of that I am worthless, but okay, but God, you are so holy and unreachable. And our worship, we lose the moment. We lose the moment. But I want to encourage you. I want to read out of Romans 8. Because when we worship our Creator from the position of, as we are His creation, we are His beloved ones, we are His created ones, that He predestined our lives, our destinies, that we are not worthless, we are the sons, we are the daughters of Christ. Romans 8, 29. For He knew all about us before we were born, and He destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of His Son. This means the Son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like Him. Having determined our destiny ahead of time, He called us to Himself and transferred His perfect righteousness to everyone He called. The one He called, He anointed. And those who possess His perfect righteousness, He co-glorified with His Son. Isn't it amazing that we are co-glorified with the Father and with the Son? So what does this all mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me who then could ever stand against us? For God has proven His love by giving us His greatest treasure, the gift of His Son. When we have Him, we have everything. When we have Jesus, we have everything. When we have His presence, His likeness, we have everything. And we worship from this knowledge. We worship from this posture that we are glorified with the Son, that He is our eldest brother, and we enter into His presence boldly, knowing who we are. We are His creation. We are His beloved ones. You are His beloved. You are His favorites. We glorify You, Jesus. We magnify You in this room, in this moment. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You for all that You've done. We honor You, Jesus. Before
Unmistakable voice. Oh, it's easy to recognize
recognize, Lord, you're easy to recognize. Oh, for you knew us from the creation itself. to Him. Pour your love to the Father, pour your love to the Son in this moment. Worship of love, the sacrifice of love. He cherishes the smallest of all. Out of love, everything is, everything should flow, because with Him, everything is about love. For God so loved the world that He came. And the Son so loved the Father that He came in obedience and in love. Our desire is for you. Our worship is to you.